Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and this is Kemp Haar. And this morning, we're with Warner Braun, who's the chairman of CRI. I thought this would be a good time to get together because you've actually got some neat information about what consumers think about carpets. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. By the way, I'm president, and Vance Bell is actually chairman.
Okay, you're president. All right. Thank you. Talk to us about every 2 years. I know that the CRI actually goes out and asks consumers nationwide what their perception is of carpet. Tell me what some of the key findings are from this research you just did.
Well, first of all, we actually started doing these surveys in 2004, Kemp. And what we do is on alternate years, we go out, and as you indicated, every 2 years we go out to the consumers, and in alternate years we go out to the commercial side. Frankly, there's been some changes, and some of those we can maybe talk about in a little bit more detail. But as much as things change, there's also some things that stay the same. One of the things that we found is that noise reduction, warmth, comfort, energy efficiency, kid friendliness continue to be very positive attributes for carpet. But on the negative side, you know, we continue to see that that cleaning and maintenance and in a larger measure, even concerns about the healthiness of carpet continue to be negatives in the eyes of the consumer. Now, one of the other good positive things is, and there's been a significant change over the last 4 years, is that we've always enjoyed high favorability on price, which really reflects the value of carpet versus all other floor coverings. And over the last 4 years, that's continued to move in favor of carpet. And we view that as a very important value proposition.
So amongst retailers, I mean, they already know that if they sell carpet, they're probably going to make more money than any other surface that they sell. So, I mean, there's that going for you. But you're also saying amongst consumers, they realize that when they consider all other flooring categories, the one that's got the best value proposition is carpet. Is that right?
Well, that's exactly right, Kemp, and just give you a case in point. In November of 2004, the consumer viewed price as 63% of them viewed carpet favorably with respect to price. That's now up to 86%. So clearly a 20% move in a positive direction in favor of carpet as a value-returning floor covering.
I know one question you ask every year is if you have a dream home or you're going to build a dream home, what would you consider, what surface would you consider putting in your home? And actually, you were pleasantly surprised to see that since you did this 2 years ago, carpet fared pretty well, didn't it?
Well, yes. And in fact, we have had a statistical increase in terms of the number of people who would now view carpet in their dream home. And, you know, I think that speaks volumes because we've been working very hard on not only the negative issues, which we believe a lot of those are misconceptions, but clearly the mills have done an outstanding job with everything they've done with color and texture and pattern and design to make carpet a lot more stylish.
So you win on the comfort and warmth, and you win on the value piece. How do you do, say, to fashion? How does carpet score when say, a homeowner is asked what's fashionable?
Well, you know, not as well. Clearly, you know, that wood floor still has a huge leg up on us within that category. But, you know, I think the comment I made earlier on the dream home says that, you know, we're beginning to turn that around. You know, but there are also some other very significant changes over the last 4 years that we're beginning to see. The consumer also now has a much better understanding about the safety of carpet and its reduced slip-fall potential. Now, I'm not sure exactly why that is, but I would assume that as people get older and they're more concerned about broken bones and that sort of thing, clearly carpet certainly has an advantage in that area. The other area that we've seen a pretty significant movement in a favorable direction is in the area of air quality. We went from a 53% rating up to 69%. So I think we're beginning to get the message out on our seal approval program and the green label program that where, you know, we really test and certify cleaning products that really work. And, you know, we also test and certify low-emitting carpet for better indoor air quality.
So now that you've gotten this information, what does the CRI do? I mean, you actually put these results into action, don't you?
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I think we talked about earlier, Kemp, is that we're in the process of completely redoing our marketing strategy. And I think one of the takeaways that we have from the survey is that we really need to lead with our strengths, some of which I've already mentioned, you know, comfort underfoot, kid friendliness, warmth, comfort, energy efficiency, and make sure we fortify those in the consumer's mind. And then once we've done that, then we can go back in there and address the myths as they relate to asthma and allergy and indoor air quality.
And actually, I think as part of your plans moving forward, you're actually going to invest some money in the whole perception on the replacement side of the business of carpet, aren't you?
Well, that's exactly right. We, the Market Issues Committee that is chaired by Keith Gray at Interface, has put together a fairly ambitious marketing program, a significant increase, frankly, in what we're going to be spending in that area, and highly targeted toward the residential replacement market. In addition to that, we're also going to be doing a lot more work with respect to the asthma and allergy myth as well. So, again, those are all learnings that we've taken away from the survey and why the survey is so important in directing our marketing program so that we're addressing the issues that are both positive to this industry and the negative perceptions so that consumers can make the most informed decision about what the most appropriate floor covering is they can put in their home.
Well, I think that's smart to base your actions on what you're finding out through your research. So, to mirror or summarize what you're saying, CRI's biggest push in the 09 year is going to be A, to consumers, to help convince them or help promote the fashion side of carpet and the whole design side and the whole lifestyle of living on carpet. And you're also going to address the negative side or the myth side of whether or not carpet is the right surface if you have asthma and allergy issues. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's right. That's where we're going to put increased emphasis. That does not mean that we're going to abandon what we're already doing on the commercial side with respect to those and similar issues. One of the things that the survey has taught us, Kemp, is that when we go after a particular audience with our messages and our data, we can certainly move the needle. But what happens is we have in the past, we've gone in, and the asthma and allergy doctors is a perfect example. We went in with a year-long campaign to and really address to those doctors who were recommending that if you have asthmatic or allergic people in your home that you should remove carpet. And we were able to substantially move the needle with those physicians. But then we didn't go back to them for another 4 years because we were limited with respect to our budget and what we could do in any one given year. And when we went back and resurveyed, we found that all the ground that we had gained, we lost. So in addition to the things that I've already mentioned, we're also going to make this a continuous program where we just don't hit people 1 year and then don't go back and talk to them for another 3 or 4 years. So it's going to have a lot more continuity to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning and talking about the research, telling us what the consumer's perception is about carpet, and then what you're going to do with that information. We've been talking to Werner Braun, who's the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.